Another challenge to the Affordable Care Act is back in front of a Texas federal court. Hospitals are still struggling to rein in labor costs, and the Wall Street Journal takes the latest look at how nonprofit hospitals lag on charity care. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, July 27th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Attorneys presented oral arguments in a case challenging the Affordable Care Act in front of Texas federal judge Reed O'Connor Tuesday. No, you're not having deja vu. There is yet another case challenging the landmark 2010 law, this time the provision that requires coverage of preventive services. The ACA requires private insurers to cover about 100 of these services, which include cancer screenings, vaccines, and contraception, at no out-of-pocket cost to beneficiaries. The provision has, without question, vastly improved access to important preventive care and vaccinations, as well as increased detection and treatment of chronic diseases like diabetes for more than 150 million Americans with commercial health insurance coverage. Studies have also found that this ACA requirement has helped close racial health disparities. The lawsuit's plaintiffs, individuals, and employers, represented by a high-profile conservative attorney, are claiming that the fact that the ACA requires insurance plans to cover contraceptives and HIV prevention medication violates their religious beliefs. They also claim that the preventive services requirements of the ACA are unconstitutional because medical experts on the Preventive Services Task Force and Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices aren't appointed by the president. Those panels' recommendations serve as a basis for which preventive care must be covered by insurers. This case is in front of the same Texas federal judge who ruled in December 2018 that without the tax penalty for not purchasing insurance, the entire ACA was unconstitutional. That case was appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, which ruled last summer that the ACA can stand. Legal experts expect this judge will side with the plaintiffs, the Biden administration will appeal, and will be in for yet another years-long court battle about whether key provisions of the ACA can stand. A recent piece published in the Wall Street Journal is just the latest finding that large nonprofit hospital systems often offer less charity care than their for-profit counterparts. On average, the WSJ analysis finds that nonprofit systems spent 2.3% of their net patient revenue on financial aid for patients, whereas for-profit hospitals spent 3.4%. The article highlights a few examples of large nonprofit systems that spent the least on charity care, including Stanford Healthcare in Northern California and Ochsner Health System based in Louisiana, both of which spent less than 1% of their net patient revenue on charity care. In return for not paying taxes, nonprofit hospitals are supposed to provide community benefits. This can include patient education or free health screenings, as well as other investments in their communities. But one of the most obvious ways is by offering financial aid or charity care for patients who are uninsured or can't afford services. The American Hospital Association criticized the journal's analysis, arguing that hospitals provide a much larger benefit than just free or low-cost care for patients. Earlier this year, the Lown Institute, a Boston-based think tank, found that most nonprofit hospitals are investing less in their communities and spending less on charity care than the amount they receive from tax exemptions. These findings, along with high executive salaries and aggressive billing tactics, are prompting some policymakers and academics to question whether nonprofit health systems provide enough community benefit to keep their tax-exempt status. A Health Affairs piece published this spring suggests updating the community benefit standard to focus on social determinants of health and measurable health outcomes. Universal Health Services is the latest for-profit hospital operator to report that labor costs and sluggish volume returns are cutting into its profit. The 28-hospital system, which also operates hundreds of behavioral health and ambulatory and outpatient facilities and manages a network of physicians, reported its profit during the second quarter of 2022 is half of what it was a year ago. It's seeing falling numbers of COVID patients, but not a similarly strong return of other patients. The dip in demand helped relieve some immediate staffing concerns, but staffing shortages aren't easing as fast as expected. UHS reported that its labor costs rose 14% due to an increase in salaries and benefits compared to this time last year. That's about double the labor cost increase of HCA Healthcare, which has had more success reining in labor costs. HCA's spending on contract labor fell 22% between April and June, and it lowered workforce turnover by 20% since the first quarter. Executives of the 182 hospital system say that this is a sign that its retention strategies are working, and it expects the labor situation to continue to improve throughout the rest of the year. Taking a look at healthcare stocks. Although UHS had lower profits this quarter, the company still beat earnings estimates. Shares of the company fell 0.2% on Tuesday. Shares of other for-profit hospital operators rose. HCA Healthcare was up 2.7% and Tenet Healthcare was up 0.7%. The overall healthcare sector rose 0.5%.
Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.